Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature some great artists that aren't necessarily known as Motown artists. We'll hear from Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Eddie Kendricks, the Velvettes, Barrett Strong, the Spinners, the Contours, Kim Weston, and Brenda Holloway. Well, first up, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Well, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers were a soul band from Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada. They were very briefly signed to the Motown record label in the 1960s, and they only had one top 40 song coming up, Does Your Mama Know About Me? As a producer and solo artist, Bobby Taylor continued to contribute to several other soul recordings, both inside and outside of Motown. He probably is most notable for discovering and mentoring the Jackson 5. Well, Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame was a member of Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers before he became famous as a comedian. Well, here are Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers right here on Motown Memories.
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memory from the Velvettes, a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and that was Needle in a Haystack, their highest charting song on the U.S. Billboard charts. They reached number 45 from 1964. Before that, Eddie Kendricks had a song called He's a Friend. It was his last Motown single, reaching number 36 from 1976. And we started with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me, number 29 from 1968, and their only top 40 song. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we're featuring some great artists that perhaps you don't associate with the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a one-hit wonder from Barrett Strong, a song that was recorded later by the Beatles called Money, That's What I Want. Well, Barrett Strong was born February 5th, 1941, and he was both a singer and a songwriter. He was the first artist to record a hit for Motown, although he is best remembered today for his work as a songwriter, particularly in associating with producer Norman Whitfield working with the Temptations. In the mid-1960s, Strong decided he didn't want to be a singer anymore. He was a cousin, by the way, of Detroit soul singer Nolan Strong, and he became a Motown staff lyricist, teaming with producer Norman Whitfield, and together, both Strong and Whitfield wrote some of the most successful and critically acclaimed songs ever released on the Motown record label, including I Heard Through the Grapevine, War, Smiling Faces Sometimes, and a long list of psychedelic soul songs by the Temptations, including Cloud Nine, I Can't Get Next to You, Psychedelic Shack, Ball of Confusion, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, Barrett received a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm Blues Song in 1973 for co-writing Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, here he is in his only top 40 song, but a very memorable song very early in the Motown record. Money, That's What I Want, right here on Motown Memories.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
That's what I want.
Top 40 songs they had on the Motown record label. That was It's a Shame, and it was written and produced by Stevie Wonder. And we started with Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong, number 23 from 1960, his only Top 40 song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great artists, but not necessarily known as Motown artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, The Contours and their great hit, charting twice in 1962 and 1988, Do You Love Me, and their only Top 40 song. Well, The Contours started as The Blenders in their native Detroit in 1959 and changed their name in 1960 to The Contours. The group auditioned for Berry Gordy's Motown record label, and Berry turned down the act immediately, prompting the group to pay a visit to the home of one of the members' cousins, rhythm and blues star and Berry Gordy friend Jackie Wilson. Well, Jackie, in turn, got the Contours a second audition with Berry Gordy, at which time they sang songs they had at the first audition the same way, but this time they were signed to a 7-year contract. The group's first single was a song called Whole Lotta Woman. It was released in January 1961, and it failed to chart. In 61, the group's second single called The Stretch was released, and it also failed the chart. But three times as lucky, and in early 1962, Berry had the Contours record Do You Love Me, and it was a composition originally meant for the Temptations. The resulting record, with its shouted lead vocals from Billy Gordon, became a number 2 hit in 1962. Well, here they are, the Contours, right here on Motown Memories.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Will you tell him how you made me so sad?
Brenda Holloway with her highest charting song, When I'm Gone. That was written and produced by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles fame, and they reached number 25 from 1965. And before that, we heard from Kim Weston, who was on her own at this time in 1966 with a great song called Helpless, but it only reached number 56 on the U.S. Billboard charts and number 13 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. She had greatest success teaming up with Marvin Gaye a few years later. And we started with The Contours, number 3 from 62 and number 11 from 1988, their only top 40 song, Do You Love Me? Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured some great artists, but artists that perhaps aren't associated with the Motown record label in the public mind. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your famous and favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.